And
how
I was,
did you know? Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
How did you? How did Charlie Chamberlain happen to call you? Had you been acquainted for some time?
I had not been acquainted with him, and that is a happenstance. At the time I passed the bar in December, he saw in the newspaper a little squib of who had passed the bar in this area. Well, there weren't as many people taking the bar in those days as there are now. And from the Lansing area, including Grand Ledge, my hometown, there were probably three or four names, best, for the whole state. And he told me later, he said, I saw that name there, John Fitzgerald, Grand Ledge. And he said, I thought to myself, that must be Frank Fitzgerald's son. And he said, my acquaintance with your father goes back to when he was much younger, back in the 30s, and he had achieved the award of Eagle Scout. And there had been a ceremony here in Lansing in which he had been presented with his Eagle Scout badge. And among the presenters was my father, who was then governor of the state. So you talk about small worlds and coincidences, there was a real one. And he said to himself, that must be, well, here he was in the position of Senator Hiddle breathing down his neck saying, find somebody to replace you. And him not being able to think of anybody right offhand, and he suddenly thought, well, I read where I had passed the bar, he had read where I had passed the bar, and I was setting up law practice in Grand Ledge, and that consequently he called me, would I be interested in the job? Now that almost is a providential type of story. But at any rate, I was fine with Senator Hiddle, and I took on the job, and it was not terribly demanding. You had to analyze bills and things like that and be present all the time during the sessions and so forth. So it blended in okay with the practice of law, because you only had to be there during session time, which, you know, it didn't run 8 hours a day. So I spent two years in that job. And Senator Hiddle passed away sometime after that, within the next couple of years. And the chairman of the Judiciary Committee became none other than Senator from Kalamazoo, Carlton Morris. This was a patronage job, pure and simple. And had Senator Morris wanted somebody else in it, I would have been out of a job, and somebody else would have been in there. It was pure and simple patronage. But he evidently had nobody in mind, and he had been on the Judiciary Committee, and I'd worked with him over the past couple of years, and everything was fine. So he said, will I take the job for another 2 years? I said, yes, I will. So I took the job for another 2 years. And during that period of time, the senator from the district in which I lived, which was then the 15th district, and it was comprised of Eaton, Clinton, and Shiawassee counties, senator from that district was a lawyer from Owosso by the name of Donald Smith. Well, Don Smith's attendance record was not everything that it might be. And he was absent for long periods of time and so forth. And pretty soon it became pretty obvious that he was not going to run for re-election at the next election. Because, as I recall the story, at any rate, he'd gone to California and his Senate checks were being forwarded to him in California. And so while they never got to the point where the seat was declared vacant or anything, or he was never censured by the Senate or anything, he obviously wasn't there. So Carlton Morris said to me, why don't you run for the job? There's a vacancy there. I mean, so that's the time to run when there's no incumbent. And obviously Senator Donald Smith was not going to run. So I gave that a lot of thought. Should I or shouldn't I? And I guess I really had, up until that point, had not really thought too much about a political career. Well, I decided to do it. I ran in a three-way primary,